Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Zen Garden by Tara Light presents an accessible entry point into beginner-friendly Buddhism through short, reflective Zen stories and practical guidance. Framed around the metaphor of tending an inner garden, the book encourages readers to cultivate calm, clarity, and kindness amid everyday pressures. Rather than focusing on doctrine or complex philosophy, it emphasizes simple lessons that can be applied immediately, especially during uncertainty, stress, or emotional overwhelm. Each story functions as a small mirror for common human patterns such as overthinking, grasping for control, and judging ourselves harshly. The overall approach highlights mindful attention, compassionate perspective, and the steadying power of returning to the present moment. Readers can expect a gentle, encouraging tone that aims to make Zen feel usable in daily life, not distant or abstract. As a collection, the stories offer repeated opportunities to pause, reflect, and practice a more spacious way of seeing, with joy described as something rediscovered through attention and letting go. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the inner garden metaphor and the practice of cultivation. A core organizing idea is that inner life resembles a garden. It grows in the direction of what you repeatedly feed. The book uses this metaphor to make Buddhist practice concrete, shifting the focus from achieving a perfect mind to tending a workable one. In gardening terms, attention becomes water, habits become soil quality, and reactions become weeds that can be noticed early. This framing helps beginners understand that peace is not a sudden breakthrough, but the result of consistent, small acts of care. The stories invite readers to observe what they nurture unconsciously, such as rumination, resentment, or fear, and to replace those patterns with steadier inputs like mindful breathing, patience, and gratitude. The garden metaphor also normalizes seasons of difficulty. Some periods feel barren or stormy, yet growth can still occur beneath the surface if the gardener keeps showing up. Instead of judging yourself for having messy thoughts, the practice becomes learning how to return, reset, and continue. By repeatedly linking insight to daily maintenance, the book makes spiritual development feel less like self-improvement pressure and more like a humane relationship with your own mind. Secondly, Zen stories as portable teachings for everyday life. The book relies on short Zen stories to deliver teachings in a memorable, low-friction format. For beginners, story is often easier to absorb than abstract explanation because it allows insight to arise indirectly. Each anecdote can act like a small experiment. You recognize yourself in the characters, then consider a different response. The collection style also supports rereading. A story that feels simple today may land differently when you face conflict, grief, or a hard choice. Zen teaching frequently uses paradox, humor, and reversal to loosen rigid thinking, and a story-based approach can highlight those shifts without requiring specialized background knowledge. Instead of telling readers what to believe, the stories encourage reflection on how the mind creates suffering through clinging to certainty, being right, or demanding control. This format is also practical for busy lives. You can take one story into your day as a theme, then watch how it changes your reactions at work, in relationships, or during solitary moments. Over time, the cumulative effect is to train perspective. You start noticing how quickly you label experiences as good or bad, and you gain room to respond with more patience and less automatic struggle. Thirdly, finding peace in uncertainty through non-attachment and acceptance. A major promise of the book is peace in uncertainty, a goal that aligns with foundational Buddhist insight. Life is changing, and suffering often comes from resisting that fact. The teachings presented through stories encourage non-attachment, not as indifference, but as releasing the demand that reality match your preferences. When you loosen the grip on outcomes, uncertainty becomes more tolerable because your well-being is not entirely dependent on what happens next. The book guides readers toward acceptance as an active practice. Acceptance here means acknowledging what is present, including discomfort, without immediately layering it with catastrophic narratives. Zen often emphasizes meeting life directly, moment by moment, and the stories likely reinforce this by showing how the mind tries to secure certainty through worry, planning, or control. By noticing that impulse, readers can practice returning to breath, body, and immediate action. Peace emerges less from predicting the future and more from building trust in your ability to respond. This shift can be especially helpful for people navigating change, decision fatigue, or anxiety. The book frames calm as something you cultivate by repeatedly letting go, simplifying, and choosing the next wise step rather than trying to guarantee a perfect result. Fourthly, mindfulness and presence as a daily discipline. The book positions mindfulness as the practical engine that makes Zen more than an inspiring idea. Presence is described not as a special state, but as a trainable skill, noticing where attention is, gently returning it, and learning from what you see. For beginners, that emphasis reduces intimidation. Instead of needing long retreats or complex rituals, you can practice in small moments like waiting in line, washing dishes, or sitting with a difficult emotion. The stories help illuminate how easily the mind drifts into replaying the past or rehearsing the future, and they invite a return to the immediate sensory world. This is where Zen becomes tangible. Breathing, hearing, walking, and listening become opportunities to soften reactivity. Over time, mindfulness is presented as a way to create a gap between trigger and response. In that gap, you can choose patience over sharpness, curiosity over judgment, or silence over impulsive speech. The book also treats mindfulness as compassionate, not punitive. When you notice distraction, the point is not to scold yourself, but to begin again. That repeated beginning is the discipline, and it builds steadiness that carries into relationships, work stress, and self-talk. Lastly, rediscovering joy through compassion, simplicity, and gratitude. Joy in this context is less about constant happiness and more about a quiet aliveness that returns when the mind stops fighting reality. The book connects joy to inner simplicity, suggesting that peace and delight often appear when we release excess mental clutter, comparison, perfectionism, and the endless chase for more. Zen stories frequently point to ordinary moments as the true site of richness, and the collection encourages readers to notice what is already here: a breath, a meal, a kind word, a patch of sunlight. Compassion is another pathway to joy. When you respond to yourself and others with gentleness, you reduce inner conflict and open space for warmth. The book likely emphasizes that the inner garden thrives when you stop poisoning it with harsh self-judgment. Gratitude, too, is framed as a practice rather than a personality trait. By intentionally recognizing small positives, readers train attention toward sufficiency instead of lack. This does not deny pain or difficulty, it balances them. The result is a more resilient form of joy, one that can coexist with uncertainty. Through repeated reflection on the stories, readers can learn to meet life with a softer gaze, making everyday experience feel less like a problem to solve and more like a place to live. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for readers who are curious about Buddhism and Zen but want a beginner-friendly path that feels practical rather than academic. It can also help people who feel overwhelmed by uncertainty, anxious about the future, or stuck in cycles of overthinking, because the stories encourage a calmer relationship with change. Readers who enjoy learning through short reflections will find the format easy to sustain, using one story at a time to shape a day of practice. The benefits are most noticeable in daily life: more mindful pauses, less reactive speech, a greater capacity to sit with discomfort, and a clearer sense of what you can control versus what you cannot. The inner garden metaphor offers a compassionate way to approach self-growth without turning it into pressure or perfectionism. Compared to many introductory Zen books that lean heavily on history, terminology, or formal meditation instruction, this one stands out by focusing on relatable teachings and repeated, digestible reminders. That makes it easier to apply immediately, even if you are new to spiritual practice. For buyers seeking a gentle, story-driven guide to cultivating peace and rediscovering everyday joy, it is a worthwhile addition to a personal growth library. If you would like to support Terra Light, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.